opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Alrighty, welcome on in. Hour number 3 of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. So the ESPN put together a list here, and they did a list of the quarter century team in the NFL. And some of the results here, I think, are just fascinating. So this is the all quarter century list, and this was courtesy of ESPN. Quarterbacks. Well, who do you think the quarterback was? It was Tom Brady. So he was number 1. Peyton Manning was number 2. And Patrick Mahomes was 3. I'm going to ask 2 questions here. Nick, I'll ask you this question first. Do you think Drew Brees should have been on this list? If it's 3 spots and the 3 quarterbacks are Brady, Peyton Manning, and Patrick Mahomes, do you think Drew Brees should have been on that list?
I'm going to say no. And I know Drew Brees did beat Peyton Manning head-to-head in a Super Bowl, but I would still take Peyton over him. And I know that Mahomes' career isn't over yet, so it's hard to compare their numbers, but I just think Patrick Mahomes is a better quarterback than Drew Brees.
Stu, did Drew Brees get screwed on this list?
I don't think so. I think they got the right 3 QBs.
I agree. Now I'll ask you this question. Is the order correct? Brady 1, Peyton Manning 2, Patrick Mahomes in at 3. Stu, is the order correct?
I would probably put Mahomes 2 and Manning 3, obviously.
Nico?
Yeah, I think I'm going to agree with Stu there. It's tough. Like, I definitely think Brady's 1, so that's not a debate.
Hot take. You better if you ever wanted to work on this show again.
Well, there's people that are out there saying that Mahomes, by the time his career's over, would be in the conversation.
Yeah, because when you go up against that Brady fella in an AFC championship game, who won the AFC championship game? Patriots and Chiefs in Kansas City? Who won? Just
Patriots.
Who won the Super Bowl? The Buccaneers against the Chiefs when it was Brady against Mahomes.
The Buccaneers. Yeah.
So Mahomes, I know this. LeBron, if you're listening, sit down, get a blanket on you. The rings matter in this conversation. I think Mr. Mahomes needs to get the 8 rings because Brady has the trump card if they're just tied one another because he's beat him twice, and once in an AFC championship game and once in a Super Bowl. With that being said, you think Mahomes should be 2?
Yeah.
I think so as well. Because what was the conversation before the Super Bowl this year that Mahomes lost? I think most people had Mahomes as the 3rd best quarterback of all time. And I said this before the Super Bowl, and Peyton Manning was phenomenal. But if you say who are the best quarterbacks of all time, Brady was 1 entering the Super Bowl. Montana was 2. Mahomes was 3. And the Sheriff, number 18, was in at 4. And I said, some people already had Mahomes in front of Montana. I did not. I said Mahomes' next Super Bowl victory, then you could put him in front of Joe Montana. So those are the 3 quarterbacks that ESPN put together. Running backs. Priest Holmes, Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry. Priest Holmes, Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry. There are 2 names, and one of these guys is in the news today, not for good reasons. Got into a little fight, I guess gambling or something like that. I saw some video that was posted. I didn't really watch the whole thing. But there's 2 guys here that I think have to be on the list that are not on the list. Guys, want to take a guess at who those 2 guys are?
I think one would be LaDainian Tomlinson.
LaDainian Tomlinson is not on this list is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
And the other one's Adrian Peterson.
Yes. So who do we take off? Would you agree that LT and it's not AP. What is it? AD for all day?
All day, yeah.
That's stupid. Those two, they have to be on the list, right?
Yes.
So who do we take off here? You got Priest Holmes, Christian McCaffrey, and Derrick Henry.
I think Priest Holmes definitely has to be off the list. Nothing against him, but I think he is just not in the same conversation as the other guys. And I would take off McCaffrey before I take off Henry.
I would agree. Nico, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I'm right on cue.
Fullback, Kyle Juszczyk. James Devlin got screwed. No. John Ritchie got screwed. Lorenzo Neal. Well, when did Lorenzo Neal? The question is, this is all decade. Let's just see this real quickly here before I say this. He was gone by 2008. He made two first team. It's fine. I'm not going to sit here and bore you to death on a fullback conversation. Wide receivers. There's six of them. Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson, Julio Jones, Terrell Owens, Marvin Harrison, and Justin Jefferson. Those were the six wide receivers there. Is there anyone that jumps out to you that says, oh, they should definitely be on this list?
I don't think so. I think wide receiver is pretty good here.
I have one. One. No Larry Fitzgerald?
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Like, I'd rather be Larry Fitzgerald than Julio Jones.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. That's a pretty big miss, now that I think about it.
You know what? And also, they had Antonio Brown and Andre Jefferson on the practice squad. How is Larry Fitzgerald not there? So when I first saw this, there was, wide receivers, Calvin Johnson, Terrell Owens, Justin Jefferson, Randy Moss, Julio Jones, and Marvin Harrison. Let me ask you this. Larry Fitzgerald or Julio Jones?
Fitzgerald.
Larry Fitzgerald or Marvin Harrison?
I think Harrison.
Okay, I would go Larry Fitz. Nico?
I'm going Marvin Harrison.
Okay. Randy Moss or Larry Fitzgerald?
Randy Moss.
Yeah, obviously. Stu? I mean, Nico? Sorry, I was looking where Stu usually sits.
Definitely Randy Moss.
Calvin Johnson or Larry Fitzgerald?
Calvin Johnson.
Okay.
Yep, Calvin Johnson.
Terrell Owens or Larry Fitzgerald?
T.O.
Yep, T.O.
Justin Jefferson or Larry Fitz? Isn't it a little...
A little early for Jefferson.
There is no bigger Justin Jefferson fan than me. When he goes into the Hall of Fame, I think they may play my interview with him. Because everyone that passed on me is going to pay. It's an iconic moment. One that Justin Jefferson reminds about every year at the Super Bowl. It's a little early there. Little early there for Justin Jefferson. Okay. Let's continue to keep this moving and grooving. Tight ends. Rob Gronkowski. Travis Kelce. Tony Gonzalez. Antonio Gates, right?
Has to be on that list, I would think.
But here's the thing, though.
There's three really good guys in front of him.
If it's only three spots, Gronk or Gates, it's Gronk. Gronk or Travis Kelce, it's Kelce. Gonzalez or Gates, it's a good debate. I think it's Gonzalez, though.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think they got that right. Left tackles, we'll just run through those. Joe Thomas and Trent Williams, I don't think you could even debate those. Walter Jones, wow. Jordan Mailata is on the practice squad. The practice squad. I'm just saying, they put two tackles. Left guards, Alan Faneken, Steve Hutchinson. I don't think many would debate that one. Center, they only put one center, Jason Kelce. Fine by me. Right guard, Zach Martin and Marshall Yanda. Fine by me. Right tackles. Can I tell you something here? Who did this list? I just want to see who the author is, if they even gave it to you. Aaron Schatz and Seth Walder. Okay. I'm just curious here. I just wanted to see who ended up doing this. We are at right tackles. It was Lane Johnson and Willie Anderson. Fine by that. Edge rushers. DeMarcus Ware. Jared Allen, Miles Garrett, Julius Peppers. Does TJ Watt need to be on that list? Just edge rushers?
I feel like he has to be. I don't know who you take off, though.
That's the thing. That's why I think right now you give the slight edge to Miles Garrett over TJ Watt. And Michael Strahan was an honorable mention, but his career was from 93 to 2007. So he was done in 2007. So I get the honorable mention, but I just think it's a start of that list. Defensive tackles. Oh, these are... Oof. Aaron Donald, Calais Campbell, Chris Jones. I don't even know how you debate that. Nose tackle. Vince Wilfork, they gave you one. Versatile, a versatile defensive lineman. Because there was one name missing, right? There was one name. Hasn't there been one name throughout this whole process? And when you get to all these defensive linemen, you're like, where the heck are these guys? And that was J.J. Watt. Now, you would consider J.J. Watt a defensive end, right?
I would, yeah.
Yeah. So I knew the answer to that. So when we did edge rushers, I just wasn't going to say J.J. Watt because I knew that he was coming on that list. But that's fair. I like the way that they worded that. Linebackers. Ray Lewis, Bobby Wagner, Brian Urlacher, Levante David. Oh, I wasn't expecting that. And Luke Kuechly. Now, there's one linebacker here that comes to mind that was not on this list. Any guesses on who that could potentially be? Guy is a Hall of Famer, too. He is a Hall of Famer. Anyone? Nothing? Nothing?
No.
Patrick Willis.
Yeah, yeah.
Patrick Willis. He's a Hall of Famer.
Baron Levante David.
Yeah, I love Levante. But he is. They also put in the practice squad Derek Brooks. Now, Derek Brooks, we all know, is a Hall of Famer, but the timeline here... Well, Derek Brooks, wow, he played the 2008. I thought he retired earlier than that. So, okay, if you want to get the technicality of the timeline, that's fine. Cornerbacks. That's a good group of cornerbacks. Darrell Revis, Champ Bailey, Rondé Barber, Richard Sherman, Patrick Peterson. Those are the cornerbacks. Practice squad member was Jalen Ramsey. I'm fine with those. Oh, you know who's not going to be happy, though? Asante Samuel. Well, that dude. Man, there's a lot there when he speaks. Safeties. Ed Reed. Huh. Outside of Brady Manning, right? That was 1-2 in the depth chart. Is there a better 1-2 in a depth chart than Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu for safeties? Like, so far, the first two corners were Darrell Revis and Champ Bailey. That's pretty kick-ass. But the safeties, I think Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu are a little bit different. Linebackers were Ray Lewis and Bobby Wagner. 1-2 on edge defensive tackles, Aaron Donald and Calais Campbell. 1-2 on edge rushers were DeMarcus Ware and Jared Allen. Right tackles were Lane Johnson and Willie Anderson. Zach Martin, Marshall Yanda. Left guards, Alan Faneca and Steve Hutchinson. Left tackles, Joe Thomas and Trent Williams. You know what? That's the one. Brady Manning, 1-2. Joe Thomas, Trent Williams, 1-2. And then Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu, 1-2 is kick-ass. Gronk and Kelsey is also pretty damn good. Wide receiver-wise, Randy Moss and Calvin Johnson, it's pretty damn good, too. And running backs, I think they got the wrong running backs, Priest Holmes and Christian McCaffrey. To me, LT has to be on that list, and so does Adrian Peterson. But I'll finish up the safeties here on this ESPN all-century list, or quarter-century list, excuse me. The safeties, of course, we gave you Ed Reed. We also gave you Troy Polamalu, Brian Dawkins in at 3. Oh, imagine ranking those three. Do you think that order is right? You think Brian Dawkins should be higher up on that list? Ed Reed is number one. Is it Troy Polamalu or is it Brian Dawkins? That's the question. Ooh, that's good.
It's tough. I think it's Polamalu, but I think that's as close as it can be.
And also, Polamalu's got the 2 Super Bowls. That's probably the tiebreaker. And he won the Defensive Player of the Year in 2010, too. So that's probably... probably the difference maker there. So, okay. We'll wrap this up. Earl Thomas was also on that list. You know who they left off the list? Charles Woodson.
Yeah, that was the one
I would put Woodson in front of Earl Thomas. Not that Earl Thomas is sensational, but
He might have gotten hurt too because he played corner the first half of that century in his career, and then the second half was
safety. You know who's also should be on that list before Earl Thomas? I think Rodney Harrison.
Yeah,
you know he retired in 2008. I don't know. You don't have a. I would think Rodney Harrison there. Kicker Justin Tucker. I know I'm going to sound like a Patriot homer here. No Adam Vinatieri with all the Super Bowl kicks. Right? Because this is from 2000 to 2025, right? That we're all understanding this correctly, the quarter century,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Punter Shane Leckler, fine by me. Oh, what about your dude? The fat kicker.
Janikowski. He wasn't as good as Vinatieri.
Yeah, that's true. Return specialist, Devin Hester. You won't hear me bitching about that. Special teamers, they put Matthew Slater there. Long snapper, Morgan Cox. Coaching staff, Bill Belichick. Any disagreements there?
No, definitely not.
Offensive coordinator, Kyle Shanahan. That's fine by me. Just don't give him a lead in a big game. And here's one that I'm going to disagree with. Now, this dude is phenomenal. Phenomenal. Defensive coordinator, Wade Phillips. How is Spags not on there? Spags won a Super Bowl with the Giants, defeating the 18-0 Patriots. And now has won 3 Super Bowls with the Kansas City Chiefs. I would give the edge to Spags over Wade Phillips. And then Dave Taub is the special teams coordinator. So that's a list there by ESPN, their quarter century. I think the 4 egregious, and I mean egregious misses. Spags. LT. Adrian Peterson. And Larry Fitzgerald. No Larry Fitz on that list. A little surprising to me. All righty, we'll take a timeout. We'll come on back. We'll update you some of the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio. We get to a news brief next.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
All righty, news brief time. The Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Pat McAfee had on Shams Charania earlier today. Will Tyrese Haliburton play tonight?
Tyrese Haliburton, from my understanding, he has every intention of playing tonight.
Okay.
And unless the medical team sees him, so the Pacers have a walkthrough this afternoon, so approximately around 5 p.m. Eastern time, they're hopeful to know definitively whether Tyrese Haliburton should be able to play or not. Unless there's some kind of a setback there, if he shows some signs where the medical team has to come in and step in and say, listen, we can't throw you out there, but he's fully intending to be out there tonight. He's going to gut it out. I would expect him to have some padding on that calf, but listen, it's a calf strain. UD knows a lot about calf strains, and so he's definitely got to be careful. But as long as he can get out there, I would expect Tyrese Haliburton to try to play tonight.
I think he's going to try to play. The question just is he able to be effective? So I said this the other day, 2 years ago, you had OG Anunoby in a game 7 with the Knicks come back from a hamstring injury. This is a calf injury. And he warmed up and he was on the court, and then 30 seconds into the game, he looked like he was holding in a number 2. And it looked like he just couldn't play. And they eventually sat him. Now, you did have, it was Aaron Gordon. He had an injury as well. This was earlier in this postseason. He looked effective in game 7. So, a game 6 tonight, NBA Finals, I think you try him. Remember, Kevin Durant once played on that calf injury, and then he tore his Achilles, ruptured his Achilles. So, you got to be careful, but if Haliburton is not effective. It's not effective. You got to have a quick hook. And the other thing, and I thought Bill Reiter made a good point. Do you maybe just try to win the game without him tonight? Because if you go all out and you save your season tonight, yeah, all right, he's going to play in a game 7. But is he going to be able to be any effective in a game 7? So that's something to figure on out. I'm expecting very little from Tyrese Haliburton tonight. Here is Rick Carlisle and trying to force a game 7.
We've been in this position before. We were in this position last year in the New York series. We were down 3-2. And we were coming back home. And so what we need to do is buckle down, stand strong. And I anticipate one of the best crowds in the history of Gainbridge Fieldhouse. And we got to find a way.
And we'll see if they could do that. Here is Pascal Siakam and how the team is preparing for Game 6 with Haliburton's status still unclear.
It's never been about one person, I don't really look at it that way. I think, obviously, like, Tyrese is a big part of what we do, like, and you know, whether he plays or not, like, I think it's going to be a team thing, you know. Like, we have to together all step up.
And let's go to Mark Dagnall, the coach of the Thunder, the team's mindset with the Haliburton injury. Let's get all the Haliburton stuff out of the way here.
Haliburton's a great player. One thing we know is you don't underestimate great players. So in the case that he plays, we're expecting his best punch. Indiana's a great team. We don't underestimate great teams. So in either case, whether he plays or not, we're expecting Indiana's best punch, especially at home.
And un mas Haliburton clip, por favor. That was like the worst Spanish accent ever. Here is Stephen A. Smith via First Take on should the Pacers not play Haliburton tonight.
Absolutely not. It's do or die. You're on the brink of elimination. There is no tomorrow. Absolutely, he should play. Make no mistake about that and give you what he has. Now, if it's not much, like it was in Game 5, if it's that kind of awful, pedestrian, impotent performance, then guess what? You got to pull him. And you got to see that a bit earlier, especially if T.J. McConnell is flowing the way that he has been flowing.
I think he's right. I think you got to try to give him a go. If he's not playing well, then you pull him. It's that simple. And I'll give Rick Carlisle a pass. I can't crush him for putting him back in the fourth quarter when you did, because their whole script and these miraculous comebacks have been there. Been out. Haliburton has been playing well, and then he pops off late. So they went back to the well for it. And unfortunately, just had really no gas left in the tank because of this injury. Let's hear from Wendy. Brian Windhorst was also on ESPN. Says other NBA teams should be worried that the Lakers will become even more formidable after this sale. And I'm also worried that Stu Kovacs is going to become more obnoxious as a Lakers fan, because he's been just peacocking around this office today, all happy about the $10 billion that the Buss family's making off this sale for the Lakers and how their new owner is just going to spend those big bucks.
The modernization of the Lakers is about to come. And if I were another team, I would not think this is a great development. I think the Lakers are only going to get more dangerous as an organization with the more resources that are, you know, theoretically here about to be poured into it.
So, Stu, in the next 5 years, will the Lakers win a championship? Next 5 years.
I say no.
Really? Even with all this new beautiful money that they have?
I think it's going to take longer for that to come to fruition. If you say the next 10 years, yes. Five, I'm skeptical of that.
Yeah, starting to become the Clippers?
Oh, okay.
I'm just asking.
Now we're not becoming the Clippers.
The owner is now the story, you know, all these promises and everything. If you started having a new stadium with 4,000 bathrooms in it, you may become the Clippers. I'm just asking. Just asking. Jeannie Buss was on with In Depth with Graham Bensinger. This was back in 2003. Listen what she said when she was asked, could she ever envision selling the Los Angeles Lakers?
You ever see a scenario where the Lakers aren't in your family?
I can't imagine that. That's not the way it should be.
Yeah, right.
So, like, and there's really no reason for the team not to be.
Yeah, that's one of those things. You could say that one day. I don't think most people expected this, but then when someone says, hey, we'll give you $10 billion and you can still be governor. Now, we'll see how much longer she's still going to be the governor of the team, owner of the team. Governor thing just sounds weird to me, if I'm just being honest. So we'll see how much longer that works, but $10 billion, everyone has a price. Jonathan Givony? Givony? That's how you say it? On Ace Bailey's fall in the draft. Ace Bailey, by the way, had a workout. Never had a workout in this pre-draft process. Finally had a workout scheduled with the Sixers. They have the third overall pick. Harper's going to go two. Cooper Flagg's going to go one. So he was supposed to have this workout, and he canceled it. Here's what Jonathan had to say about this, ESPN.
The draft starts with Philadelphia. Who do they take, VJ Edgecomb or Ace Bailey? Ace Bailey was three for a while. He slid all the way to six in our latest mock draft. NBA teams are a little bit perplexed about his pre-draft process. He's the only player who has yet to conduct a single workout to this point. He has not visited any NBA team facilities. Ace Bailey's camp is adamant in conversations that he's a top three player in this draft, and they're looking for a clear pathway to stardom, both with minutes and opportunity. Now, Bailey's camp seems to feel confident that if Philadelphia, where he's working out later this week, or Charlotte at four, decide to pass on him, then Washington, New Orleans, Brooklyn, who are 6, 7, and 8, somebody's going to trade up to get him. A lot of uncertainty about how this is all going to play out. No one really knows how it's going to end up and where Bailey would pick. That's going to be one of the biggest storylines I'm going to be tracking on draft night.
I think it's the biggest storyline. Because you know Cooper Flagg, right, is the story, but he's going one. You know Harper's going two. Where Ace Bailey's going to go, who's now canceled that workout since that clip that was said by Jonathan Givony. It's one of those things where you now start to look at it and you go, okay, where's he going to go? I did text someone today that I trust. And I said to that person who's in the know, Ace Bailey is giving me Ben Simmons vibes. ... No? Question mark? The response back from said person, bad agent, guy is clueless, Bailey is a shot maker, but so immature, has no idea how hard it is, but big time score. So that is what I got from said person when I asked about Ace Bailey. Let's go to John Harbaugh on adding Jair Alexander to the Baltimore Ravens secondary.
He's excited to be here. We're excited to have him. He had been kind of behind the scenes in the works a little bit, and I know he wanted to be here, and we wanted him here, you know. So for it to work out the way it did, made Lamar happy, you know. I think it made everybody happy. It just an opportunity to become a better team in that sense today. So we're really excited about it.
Simple, folks. It's Super Bowl or bust for the Baltimore Ravens. Let's go to Travis Kelce. His team lost in the Super Bowl this year. Did the Chiefs have a successful season, though, in his mind?
I'm only interested in Super Bowl rings. I know what the AFC Championship means to this organization and the family. And, you know, the 15 wins and everything is something special that I let everybody else be happy with. Last year wasn't a success for me, and I'm motivated to make sure that we get that other ring this year.
Travis Kelce, could you play beyond this season, or is this it for you?
I got 1 year on this contract. I know that. And we'll try and figure out something for next year. The Chiefs organization knows how much I love them. I can't see myself ever playing anywhere else. So we'll deal with that down the road when the time is right. Okay. But right now, I'm focused on winning the championship this year.
All righty, let's go to one of everyone's favorite Italians, Tommy DeVito with the chicken cutlets. Nico Scarlatos, you're Greek and Italian, is that right?
That's correct.
You're a chicken cutlet fan?
Not really.
What? You don't like chicken cutlets?
No, I mean, I'll eat them. I'm not saying
What type of Italian food do you like, then?
Mostly pasta.
You like rigatoni alla vodka?
Of course, yeah.
All right, so you're not that much of a moron as I thought. You're not as much of a stunat as I thought. How do you not like chicken cutlet?
It's just not my favorite meat.
Ack, do you like a chicken cutlet? Oh, yeah, Ack likes a chicken cutlet.
They have it for dinner tonight.
Oh, you do? Look at that.
On cue.
Stu, do you like chicken cutlets?
Of course.
You know what? Anthony Gallo's mother, she probably makes a good chicken cutlet.
I would think so, yeah.
She made those good pinoli cookies. No wonder why you're a string bean there, Scarlatos. You don't like a chicken cutlet? What? Well, anyway, Tommy Cutlets, Tommy DeVito, he's bonding with Jackson Dart, the rookie quarterback, and this is something that I absolutely love. Listen up.
Me and Jackson might go on Love Island. We've talked about it. So you really don't know what's about to happen.
You guys watching Love Island together?
We have. I can't say we do it every night. But from time to time, we get off there. Yeah, we watch it. We talk about it.
I love reality television. I love mindless television. I love dumb television. Love Island USA right now could be the best show going. It's the hottest show right now. It's the show of the summer right now. And I'm going to give you a spoiler alert. So if you haven't seen it, turn the radio down for a little bit. Tune us out for a little bit. If it's going to upset you, right, it's okay. Come on back in like 2-3 minutes. Tonight's episode, I think I'm more excited about than the NBA Finals game. I'm going to Willie Colon's charity event tonight. Then I got to watch the NBA Finals. And then I got to watch Love Island to see what happens with Jeremiah and Huda. I can't wait to see. Because they were attached at the hip. She like casted a spell on him. And she would not let go of him. Then there was a recoupling. Stuff hit the fan. I almost cursed there for a second, caught myself. Bleep hit the fan. And now Jeremiah is with Iris and Huda is single. So this is going to be interesting as Hurricane Huda has gone just running rampant through the villa. And I can't wait to see what goes down tonight on Love Island USA. They had a load management day on Wednesday. They were off on Wednesday. Now they're back on Thursday. Unlike the NBA, there's not these long legs. They go back to back, and they had one off day, and then they continue on Thursday. So it is going to be fascinating tonight inside the villa on a Thursday night. Ack, you went on Love Island USA, I have to imagine,
no.
Right?
No?
No. Why not? It's good reality TV.
No reality TV for us.
No, none for you.
No, as I talk in the third person.
Yeah, I will say Tommy DeVito, though, whenever his NFL career inevitably comes to an end, like maybe in a few weeks, potentially. Huh. I think Love Island. They would put him on in a second.
He's got some more tenure in the NFL coming.
Yeah,
he can stick for a couple more years as a backup.
Yeah, no, but you're probably right. But hey,
but he wouldn't rule out a Love Island gig.
Third string quarterback in the NFL, or being on Love Island with like 8 bombshells.
Well, I think the paycheck from being the third string quarterback could help him out a little,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, just a little bit. He could be like a reality TV star. He could start going on all these reality TV shows.
Work for Jesse Palmer.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Let's go to Pedro Martinez. Walk off on Bleacher Report. Pedro Martinez critical of the Red Sox trade of Rafael Devers.
I actually had conversations with Alex, and I said, Alex, I'm open to always be around and in these kind of situations, mediate. I remember that Lester at one point was disrespected by one of the officials in the front office, and he felt offended, and he was negotiating an extension with Boston, and he decided that he wasn't going to talk anymore. So I told, you know, some of the guys in the front office, allow me to talk to Lester and let me see if I can get him back to the table. And all it took was for me to sit down and chat with Lester and talk to him, and he says, well, Pedro, I have so much respect for you that I'm going to forget about how mad I am, and I'm going to sit back down to talk. Even though it didn't work out,
right,
at least I felt really happy that Lester was able to listen. And I'm pretty sure Devers would have done that if you send the right people to talk to him.
Yeah, maybe he would have respect for Pedro Martinez, but I don't think the outcome changes all that much. Maybe it keeps Devers on the team for a few more weeks. Let's go to Steve Levy. He's on the Dan Patrick Show. I really think we started the Connor McDavid conversation. Because Liam McHugh, or maybe it was Liam McHugh, he brought it up to us a week ago. And we all knew that McDavid only had a year left of the contract, but was anyone sitting there saying that he was going to leave? Is anyone actually thinking that? This was Steve Levy the other day with D-Pick.
They would never let him leave. I mean, the franchise is on the map really right now because of Connor McDavid. I couldn't even imagine that franchise if he left. That will be his decision. And then you play that game, right? If the Oilers figure out...
But they did this in the 80s. They did this once before with the...
But they had a lot more depth. I mean, obviously it was Gretzky, but they had a lot more depth. They got probably 7 or 8 Hall of Famers from that team. And right now it's, it's Draisaitl, and Connor McDavid.
But is he going to want to go, Steve? They're going to want to keep him.
Should I? Yeah.
But does he say, I've gone as far as I can go?
I mean, that's the question. He's changed agents recently, Dan. I don't know what that means, but that's probably a factor in all of this. I think he's a loyal guy. He's made Edmonton his home. I think he loves it there with his family. I don't know that. And we're going to find out soon. Like, we could have this answer in 2 weeks. And that's the issue. If the Oilers feel like, hey, we're not going to be able to sign this guy, no matter how much money we throw at him, they can't let him walk to free agency. You can't get nothing in return for the guy.
That's the bottom line. If you can't get a deal done this summer, you have to trade him because you can't afford him walking out of the building for nothing. I know that happened to your team there, Nico, with Tavares, and then he was in his pajamas with the Maple Leafs and overnight. But yes or no, is McDavid signing a long-term deal with the Edmonton Oilers?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. Stu, yes or no?
I think he will.
Ack?
How long is long?
I have a new contract. Because Edzo did say with us the other day he thinks it's going to be a shorter-term extension.
Yeah, I would say 3 years.
I don't know why. A week ago, I would have said you're crazy. No chance he's leaving. I kind of think there's a chance now. Let's hear what happened with Arkansas last night. This is Arkansas and LSU. Remember last year, Arkansas, they're about to win, and then they had 3 guys standing there in foul territory. Would have been the last out, and the ball fell right in between all 3 of them. Here is the line drive to left field. If it's caught, they would have won the game, and this ends up happening. This was Carl Ravage on ESPN.
This ball is hooked to left field and a bad read. It goes off of the left fielder's head, Davalon. Both runs are going to come in and we are tied again. Oh my goodness, he slipped and it looked like it went right off of his body. And we are tied at 5.
And it only got uglier after that. Here was the walk-off and once again it was a defensive blunder.
As you can see him there in the foreground, he is the winning run. He does get one to hit. It's off the glove of the second baseman, and here comes Hernandez. LSU is on to the finals. They pitched to Jones, and it bounced off the glove of Cam Kozel, and the Tigers are going back to the finals.
It's got to feel terrible for Pig Suey. I know if you're an LSU fan, you're sitting there screaming, go Tigers! Finally, Full Send Podcast, John Jones, is he retired from fighting? Listen up.
I don't want to say that I'm retired because fighting is in my blood. Right now, I could really care less about fighting. I've been doing it my whole life at a very high level. And when the itch comes back, and if it comes back, then I'll do it with my whole heart. I'll do it to the best of my abilities. But right now, I look around and I realize what's true. What's real. See the way people look at me and the way I make people feel. And it's an extraordinary thing. It's a true blessing. Now my job is to serve that, give that to my fans, be reachable, touchable, let them know what I have inside. That's who I am right now. I've punched and kicked enough people.
I'm at a point where I'm just exhausted with John Jones. I don't think we're getting this Aspinall-John Jones fight. I don't. I would love to see it. I said for a long time we were never getting McGregor up against Chandler. After talking to Dana White, right, at the Prudential Center, even though he's confident that it's going to happen, the vibe I got in that room, that fight's not happening. You hear that from John Jones. I think this is, all right, let's move it on. and see what the next fight is for Tom Aspinall, because I don't think it's going to be John Jones. All righty, that's a news brief. We'll come on back. We'll give you a thought on the NBA Finals Game 6 tonight that could be coming to a close. Update time first. Here's a man that could be on Love Island next year, potentially. All right, would you be interested?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, why not? You've been on, actually. You had a very famous dating story.
I guess you could say that, yeah.
With Regis Philbin?
Yeah.
Yeah, had you on.
A while back.
You think most people know that about you around here, or do you think I'm like the only person that actually knows that?
I think most people know.
Really?
Yeah.
Nico, did you know that? That Ack was on Regis Philbin?
I did not know that.
Well, do some homework next time.
Yeah, come on. Respect your elders. All right, or we'll get a wooden spoon out and hit you with it for saying you don't like chicken cutlets.
Stewie knew that.
I knew that.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Okay. I may take a poll in the newsroom during the break. See who knows. See who has their act history. You got to respect the history and the lineage of this place.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. I was reading this during the break. I guess Daniel Cormier on his show, he just said this. I'm reading this via Championship Rounds. Quote, "It's time to strip John Jones. He doesn't want to fight Tom Aspinall. It does not sound like he's going to fight. It's time to take the belt. It's time to move on," and close quotes. 100% agree. Time to strip him of the title. Time to move on. Goodbye. You don't want to fight? Fine. Let's find out who's going to fight Tom Aspinall next. It's a shame that John Jones isn't going to fight him, but, you know, trying to get inside the mind of these fighters is a very difficult thing to do. All right, I got two questions. Number one, do the Oklahoma City Thunder take care of business tonight and hoist the Larry O'Brien Trophy? Yes or no, Stu?
I think it is over tonight, yes.
Nico, who doesn't eat chicken cutlets? Chicken cutlets? How do you eat chicken cutlets?
Even though
do you not like chicken cutlets, or you just don't eat them?
They're not my favorite. Like, I'll eat them.
Okay.
So but if I'm not going to go to a restaurant and order them.
If I ordered chicken cutlets for the studio, you know, I got a sandwich with chicken cutlet, bacon, and mozzarella cheese, and some red peppers on some dank bread. I can never say that one bread that I really like. Starts with an S. I
not sourdough.
No. I always want to call it salmonella, but that's not the name of the bread. What is it? Semoli, I think it is. Whatever the bread is, it's delicious bread. I think it's semoli bread. It's phenomenal. Or maybe a nice little amarosa roll, something like that. You would you eat it?
I would eat it. Yeah, like my mom makes it for dinner and I have it, but it's just like I'm not like coming home like, nice, my mom made chicken cutlets, you know.
Well, when your mom makes chicken cutlets next time, hit me up. I'll come over and I'll do what her son should do, and that's eat her chicken cutlets until the plate is like licked clean. All righty. Yes or no, the Thunder win tonight?
Yeah, we're radio, so you can't see me, but I'm doing the Vince Carter, it's over.
Oh, okay.
Thunder and six.
Gotcha. It's over. Look at him. He's just saying it's over. Superman has left the building. Is it by double digits? Do we get the 64th double-digit victory for the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight? Do you guys know what the spread is, by the way?
I don't, actually.
Okay, then I'll ask another question. Take a guess. What do you think the spread is tonight?
8 points.
In favor of OKC?
Oh, Thunder by eight. Okay. Yep.
I'll go 10.5.
Wrong. Dumb and dumber. And I pointed to Stu and then Nico. Nico's guess was worse. Yeah, not that I think either of you are dumb. Or dumber. It's OKC by 5.5.
Wow.
Let me tell you.
It's begging you to take the 5.5, isn't it?
It's screaming, Zach, take the 5.5. Take the 5.5. This is the first time today that I've had hope that we may get a game 7. Because before I saw that number, here's one of my answers to that question. Yes, the Thunder win. And yes, the Thunder win by double digits in their 64th win of the season. I even did a sports minute on that. So not only does that air to many of these same Infinity Sports Networks stations that you're listening to, Infinity Sports Network affiliates that you're listening to right now with us on, but any affiliate that takes us, even if they don't take this show, it goes to that station throughout the day as well. So those sports minutes, by the way. That's good to hear. Zach Gelb taking the Thunder tonight by at least 10 points. That 5.5 line, though. That scares me. That scares me. Kind of reminds me what happens in game 3. All righty. That will do it for the show today. Big thanks to Bill Ryder, writer than you, right here on the Infinity Sports Network for stopping by and give us a little intel on all things that are happening with the NBA. Nico, even though you broke my heart today by finding out you don't like chicken cutlets, you made up for it with your love for reality TV, but geez, come on, what are we doing here? No chicken cutlets. It's offensive. If Gallo was here and we told him, I think you'd have a heart attack on the spot, honestly. He'd be like, bro, how you don't like chicken cutlets? Can't believe that. Oh my God. You know what? I'll describe my hatred with you right now. Not liking chicken cutlets is like someone saying they like ranch on their wings to me. Do you like ranch on your wings?
I don't like either ranch nor blue cheese.
You suck.
The sauce is the point.
Fine. Yeah, the sauce should be fine. You dunk it in some blue cheese, you'd be an American. Once again, another reason why you're 125 pounds soaking wet. All right, you need a little muscle here. You need a little fat here as well. You're too skinny. Jeez, though, what do we do with this guy? Makes us actually miss Samter.
Well.
Big thanks to Stu. Big thanks to Nico. Big thanks to Ak. Most importantly, big thanks to each and every one of you. We'll talk tomorrow. We'll see if we still have an NBA season to talk about. 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific time. We're here on a summer Friday tomorrow. That's big news. All righty. Bye-bye. Peace.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.